the third spacewalk in as many days at the Hubble. This time, Atlantis crew astronauts have been fixing an instrument which is called the Cosmic Origin Spectrograph, a device that will help detect faint light far away, possibly a tool to help learn more about how planets, stars, and galaxies were formed. An old burnt-out camera was also fixed, and officials say it was the most challenging task yet for John Grunsfeld and Andrew Fustel, not least because Atlantis is at constant risk of collision with space junk due to its high orbit. But so far, success, says David Lecrone from NASA.
We have our two new scientific instruments in. We have demonstrated the very first internal repair of a scientific instrument in space today, and through the aliveness test, I mean, this is an instrument that was dead, and it has now been demonstrated to be alive, at least electrically.
So it's three spacewalks down, two to go. One is due today, while the final one is set for Monday. NASA hopes to keep Hubble working for another 5 to 10 years, but no one will be coming back to the telescope, so work has been crammed into an already tight schedule.